Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, a running tour of Columbus and better funding social service agencies in our community. Citing the important role it plays in maintaining a healthy, intelligent, and vibrant community, Columbus City Council members have unanimously endorsed Issue 6, the Columbus Zoo Levy, on the May 6th ballot. Council members say beyond being an internationally recognized cultural treasure, the zoo contributes more than $238 million annually in jobs and job-related income to our local economy and employs more than 2,000 people. Here's Council President Ginther, followed by Zoo CEO Tom Stolf.
The Columbus Zoo is one of our community's most beloved and renowned institutions. The zoo is visited by over 2 million people annually and is ranked among the top zoos in the nation. A strong and successful zoo is a boon to our local economy and workforce as well. The zoo contributes more than $238 million annually in jobs and job-related income to our economy and employs more than 2,000 people. The zoo provides free educational programming for thousands of children, and more than 150,000 students visit the zoo through school-sponsored activities every year. That includes the children who participate in the Mel Dodge Zoo Days program. A successful partnership between the zoo and the city. We are presenting this resolution because we hope our community will support Issue 6 to keep the Columbus Zoo strong and successful for families and people of all ages to enjoy for years to come. Tom, I'd ask if you'd like to make any comments and invite council members to share them as well. Tom?
Thank you, President Ginther and members of the council. We do have Brian Green with us today showing and highlighting some beautiful animals that are highly endangered. These are snow leopards, and unfortunately there's less than 1,000 left in the world. They're found in the Himalayas in Nepal. And we had some struggles with a different zoo with a mother that wasn't rearing them, and they know of our expertise. Our number one goal is animal welfare as well as education. And we're very proud of our team that we are able to inspire people and connect them with wildlife. And we're excited about the new additions that we have, and we wanted to share them. You know, there's no question about it. The zoo stands for education and the 2.2 million guests that come into the zoo each year. It is all about education. When we're talking about learning about this wildlife and wild places, the zoo has had a great relationship with the city of Columbus, not only for education, but also for jobs. We're very proud of the over 2,000 employees that we have wearing baby blue each year and each day. But we're also very proud of our economic impact that revolves around the zoo and all of the great things that we're able to provide. Many years ago, when I met Jack Hanna, I was very inspired by his conservation efforts and as an ambassador and a great spokesman for the city of Columbus, as well as animals around the world. I do believe that the next Jack Hanna resides in Columbus, but she's only 5. And it's our job to inspire her to be a great ambassador for this planet and for this beautiful city. So we do appreciate all of the support. We are very proud of the long relationship that we have had in this city, and the zoo wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for this great partnership. So I want to thank you all.
The Columbus Chamber is 130 years old. The Chamber is the largest business service organization in Columbus and the primary advocate for the Columbus region economy that represents nearly 1,500 businesses from 80 different industries. Additionally, 70% of its members are small businesses with fewer than 30 employees. From the Chamber is President and CEO Michael Dalby.
Thank you, Councilwoman Mills and Council President Ginther and all the council members and all the city staff. It's an honor for us to have this proposed resolution. I mean, this is The concept of any organization being around for 130 years is a great accomplishment. There's been a lot that has been accomplished between the business community and the city leaders of Columbus, and we're proud to be a part of that history. Whether it's working with the establishment of the airport here, Port Columbus, whether it's the establishment of the Red Cross, a number of different entities that have come forward because of the partnership between the Chamber of Commerce and the community. We will continue to be that go-to organization for business. We want to make sure that we're taking care of them, helping them grow, helping them thrive, giving those resources that they may need to be able to get that business to the next level and become the next great business of Columbus. Great public partnership, a public-private partnership that we've had with the city, with the county, with the entire community here to be able to do this work. We want to continue that going forward. With our businesses, it's whether it's working with some of our largest businesses like Huntington Bank, Columbia Gas, Nationwide, or some of our smaller, newer businesses like Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream and Car2Go, you know, those are all opportunities for us to just continue the economy, the economic vibrance of Columbus and keep us moving forward. For us, we're looking forward to another 130 years. We want to see Columbus continue to be that great city of our country. We want to make certain that we are doing as a business community, working with you to help us all to be able to succeed and prosper. So thank you again.
Columbus City Council member Priscilla R. Tyson, the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, hosted a public hearing this past week to review the 2015 Human Service Competitive Bidding Process. The grant funding model most recently used was based on feedback received from nonprofit leaders, research on national best practices, and the analysis of underserved needs in the city. The goal of the pilot program is to create a competitive grant process by 2015 that allows agencies to have an established relationship with the city and organizations that do not yet receive funding a chance to secure city support. A competitive process will ensure that Columbus tax dollars are invested strategically and responsibly to help our most vulnerable populations and make Columbus a better place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's Council Member Tyson.
The City of Columbus Department of Development posted an official announcement for the competitive 2015-18 Human Services Funding Program. This program represents a significant collaborative effort by the Mayor's Office, the Department of Development, and the City Council. The objective of the Human Services Competitive Process is to support goal-oriented, outcome-based social service programs and activities that will address the critical needs in the Columbus community through a competitive process that will enable new organizations to be funded. Historically, human service programs were funded with revenue from the federal government and then through revenue sharing. But in 1980, the revenue sharing was phased out. In 1990, 100% of funding for human service programs came out of the general fund. By 2003, there was a reliance on the emergency human services funds in addition to the general funds to support the human service activities. Through the budget process and through those funding sources, in some cases, the same agencies have been funded by the city for more than two decades. There has never been a mechanism for new agencies to receive ongoing city funding outside of the true one-time emergency situations. More importantly, there have never been a review of those programs to ensure that their activities align with the critical needs of our community. As communities grow and the demographics and population changes, the needs of the community change as well. The competitive process will allow the City Council and the administration to identify priority community needs and support programs whose outcomes are aligned with those priorities. In December of 2012, the Columbus Human Services Advisory Committee was formed to look at the best practices in other communities as it related to human services agencies. And at this time, I would like to thank all the participants, which included the internal staff from the Mayor's Office, City Council, and the Department of Development. I would especially like to thank the members of the Columbus Human Services Chamber, the Chamber's Executive Director, Yvonne Honeycutt, as well as Marley Zucker and Susan Seifert. From Franklin County Jobs and Family Services, I want to thank Carla Williams Scott. I also would like to thank Valerie Ridgway from the United Way of Central Ohio, as well as Barbie Garber and Zach Crafton, who facilitated the process. I also want to thank Deputy Director Nikki Brandon, who was also at each of those meetings. Over a period of 6 months, the advisory committee reviewed the current human services program, assessed city funding and other local funding sources, and key community trends towards impacting human services. In June of 2013, the Human Services Funding Pilot Program was launched. In the pilot, 40 programs competed for a total of $300,000 in funding to support programs serving the working poor and the offender reentry. Following a competitive grant process application process, seven agencies were selected to participate in the program. Those agencies are the Alva's House, Columbus Early Learning, Goodwill Columbus, Hands On Central Ohio, the Legal Aid Society of Columbus, Physicians Care Connection, and the United Way of Central Ohio. The initial process provided an opportunity to evaluate and refine what should be implemented moving forward prior to the launch of a full competitive process. And at this time, I would like to recognize, again, Deputy Director, Development Director, Nicole Brandon, so that she can provide an overview of the 2015 Human Services Funding Process and Timeline. Thank you, Deputy Director Brandon.
Thank you, Chairperson Tyson. I do want to introduce who's with me. Before I get started, I have Hannah Jones, who's Assistant Director with the Department of Development, and Keisha Hunley Jenkins, who is with the Mayor's Office, who has also been instrumental as we work through this new process. The City of Columbus Department of Development is pleased to announce the competitive 2015 to 2018 Human Services Funding Program application process to grant funds to eligible nonprofit organizations that provide programming that meets the needs of the city's most vulnerable residents. Examples of the target population include individuals and families in poverty, minorities, new Americans and refugees, veterans, and former offenders. The funding priorities have been identified by the City Council and the Mayor's Office, and those include the safety net to meet emergency and basic needs. And examples of programs in this category include food, shelter, clothing, and other basic material needs, as well as information and referral. Economic success will address employment and self-sufficiency, and examples of programs in this category include barrier removal, benefit gap programs, for example, child care for other than pre-K, adult education, skills in higher education, transportation, and language barriers, independent living services, basic living supports and life skills training, as well as workforce development, employment training, and job placement services. Finally, social services supporting safe and healthy individuals, relationships, and neighborhoods. Examples of programs in this category include special population programs for our children and youth, for families, seniors, and special needs, physical behavior and mental health services, prevention and treatment, substance abuse treatment programs are also eligible to apply, housing and home ownership services, as well as neighborhood and community safety programs. To be eligible to apply for the funding under this new program, only 501c3 organizations that currently operate or that are in the process of implementing programming per the priority areas listed above are eligible to apply for grants in this program. To be eligible for funding, organizations must also possess current nonprofit tax-exempt status under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, reach Columbus citizens' neighborhoods with the greatest need and service gaps, have the ability to demonstrate outcomes and capacity for program implementation, yield substantial benefits to the community for the resources invested, exhibit strong fiscal management and board commitment, demonstrate community partnerships and collaborations that leverage program outcomes and support, and leverage other sources of funding. As part of the process, in addition to the hearing today, the city will also host two applicant information sessions. So the 2015 Competitive Human Services Funding Program applicant information sessions will be held on two separate days, Wednesday, May the 7th, and Thursday, May the 8th, from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. These sessions will be held at the Jerry Hammond Center Continental Room, that's at 1111 East Broad Street. We are asking and encouraging all to RSVP prior to Tuesday, May the 6th, and you can do this online at 2015HSFProgram@columbus.gov. I'd like to repeat that one more time, at 2015HSFProgram@columbus.gov. Please use this site to RSVP for the information sessions. It's only necessary to attend one of them, but we're going to hold two. We'll have one on Wednesday and one on Thursday afternoon. In July, July 18th, by 5 p.m., eligible applicants will submit their full applications. So again, individuals who are going to be invited to supply the full application will have until July 18th to supply the full application back to our office. These can be submitted via U.S. mail or hand delivery. In November of 2014, the tentative funding recommendations will be announced. And from March till April of 2015, City Council will vote on those funding recommendations. If you have any questions about this process, the same website can be used. Again, it's 2015HSFProgram@columbus.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Director Brandon, for your presentation. I strongly believe that the Deputy Director Brandon has outlined a program that will open up opportunities to fund proven as well as innovative programs aimed at addressing our critical priority needs within our community. We don't have any speaker slips or any public comment. So thank you. If anyone wanted to speak, and you're welcome to do that, but we don't have any comments. So I think most of you, which I see a lot of wonderful nonprofits sitting in the audience today, this hearing was specifically so you could get the initial information regarding this hearing. And so with that, this again, today's hearing will not be the only opportunity for funding applicants to learn about the process that the Deputy Director just mentioned. Information about the grant process and the city's funding priorities, eligibility criteria, and timeline have been posted also on the city's website. Additionally, as you mentioned, make sure everyone hears these dates because they're critically important to the process, that we'll host the two applicant information sessions next Wednesday the 7th and next Thursday the 8th at the Jerry Hammond Building from 2 to 4. And again, she shared the website. And throughout the grant process, applicants may also use that, again, the email that she stated to ask questions. The questions will be de-identified and posted online along with the response so that all applicants can benefit from the responses and have access to the same information. And I think that's critically important so that if someone has a question and someone may think that, well, they got their question answered, and possibly because their question was answered and I didn't get that, maybe I didn't call and ask a question, or maybe perceived I got a different answer. That won't happen. Anyone who's asked a question, it will be posted, and everyone will see the same answer, because oftentimes when someone has a question, someone else has that same question. So you want to make sure that we're really communicating with you throughout this entire process. And let's see, additionally, as always, you may ask forward any questions you have of us to my office. If you have any questions around the process, we too will then share that information with the Department of Development. Any questions regarding this hearing or any other issue to my office by visiting www. That's columbuscitycouncil.org/Tyson, or you can send a letter to me in writing to Columbus City Council, 90 West Broad Street, 432-115. You can also contact my office at 614-645-2932. So we're always happy to answer any of your questions. And this really has been an amazing process to work with the individuals I stated earlier. Everyone's worked really hard on this process because we know that it is a change. And we've been having the other process for over 20 years. But again, many of those who are sitting in the audience have contacted my office and the Department of Development wanting to know how can they be funded within the City of Columbus. And again, we really didn't have that mechanism. And I also want to thank all the nonprofits who have been funded for the last 20 years, because you certainly have been meeting needs within our community. But as I mentioned, because our community has changed, we have a lot of different needs. We need to make sure that we're focusing on those needs so that we can continue to make sure everyone in our community has an opportunity to be able to thrive and to grow. And that's what this is really all about. So I want to thank the mayor and his leadership in developing this new funding process and the strong priorities for the city's human service investments. Thank the mayor's team. I also want to specifically thank again the development director, Steve Shoney, deputy director, Nicole Brandon, as well as Dr. Keisha Huntley Jenkins and Hannah Jones, who's here, and the administration and the department staff who worked so hard to craft this program. I also want to thank my staff, Hosanna Tekia and Jason Powell, and CTV for making this hearing a success. I also want to take the time to thank my council members for their diligence and being committed to making sure that this community is better for everyone. And lastly, I want to thank all the human service organizations that will participate in this human service program and partner with our city in an effort to make this city a better place for every single person. And so with that, I'm going to say good afternoon. Thank you for coming down. Oh, I'm sorry, Director Brandon has a comment. Excuse me, Director.
I apologize, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't share this. I want to make sure that all of the agencies understand attending the information session is not a requirement to apply for this. So if you are interested in applying and you are unable to attend either of the information sessions, the letter of intent can be found at, it can be found online, columbus.gov/2015HSF program. And I didn't mention that earlier, but I do want to make sure that all of the agencies and representatives understand you do not have to attend the information session in order to apply. The letter of intent is mandatory, and you can get that online. And that will be available May 7th. So the day of the hearing, or I'm sorry, of the information session is May 7th. And at noon on that day, the LOI will be available online.
In less than a dozen years, the Capital City Half Marathon has become one of the most anticipated running events anywhere in the Midwest. Today, in the downtown and surrounding neighborhoods, the 11th edition of the race is taking place, featuring some 50,000 runners from all 50 states and six different nations. With more on the great event is one of the runners, President Ginther and event organizer David Babner of M3S Sports, joined by Megan Sexton of the American Cancer Society. That's the benefiting charity of the race.
This year, a record 15,000 runners and walkers are expected to participate in the event's three races. The Capital City Half Marathon generates over $4.5 million in visitor spending for our community. The 2014 event will showcase some of our city's finest attractions, including the Scioto Mile, Columbus Commons, and the Short North Arts District. The goal of this year's races is to raise at least $1 million for charity, including the American Cancer Society's endurance program. Having run this race myself and making another stab at it on Saturday, I know how fun and challenging it is. I encourage our residents to show their support for the Capital City Half Marathon. I move for adoption of this resolution. Clerk, call the roll.
Craig Klein, Miller Mills, Paley Tyson, President Ginther.
Resolution adopted. David?
Thank you, President Ginther, council members. Thank you very much for the recognition of the 11th annual anniversary of Capital City Half Marathon. With me tonight, as President Ginther mentioned, is Megan Sexton from the American Cancer Society, our benefiting charity. They've been our benefiting charity for the last 3 years. This year, we've got a record number of runners running for a reason. Our American Cancer Society team is over 158 runners this year. Also with me tonight is our communication director, Brent Lalonde, and his son, David, and my family's in the back as well, my wife, Natalie, and boys, Nate, Luke, and Nick. As much as I want to think they're here to see me do this tonight, I think they really want to go watch another great sporting event and go see the Blue Jackets play a little bit later. Well, on behalf of the entire M3S sports team, over 1,500 volunteers, over 500 kids in the Capital Kids and Parks and Recreation Be a Champion program, who've run over 5,000 miles collectively to get ready for the event on Saturday. The 50 bands and themed music stations all over the course are benefiting charity, the American Cancer Society, and all of our community and corporate partners led by KeyBank and Ohio Health. And most of all, our record number of participants. I want to thank you for allowing us to produce this event and celebrate the active, healthy lifestyle in what I call the best city in the country for sports, Columbus, Ohio. As those of you know, Cap City started as a local community event years ago. It's grown to a regional event with a national reputation. This year, we're proud that Cap City was chosen as the best half marathon in the state of Ohio. And as you know, in 2016 and 2017, the eyes of the entire running community will be on Columbus, Ohio, as we host our national championships for both men and women here in Columbus. This year, we'll welcome participants from 47 different states and 6 different countries. That's the largest ever international field we've ever had at Cap City. As a board member of the Columbus Sports Commission, as a member of Experience Columbus, part of our mission is to encourage folks to come for the race and stay for the weekend. It is working. The Sheridan, the Westin, the Doubletree are all sold out this weekend. I've got an interesting story to that. Last year, I met 6 friends late Friday night. We were down at the race site at the Columbus Commons. 6 friends from Canada who I'd never seen came by and introduced themselves and said, we just kind of stumbled across this race in Columbus, and we want to see what Columbus has to offer. They had a great dinner in the Short North. Came back the next day, we brought them into some of the VIP festivities and some of the other things they're doing. This year, they're bringing 35 of their fellow runners from Canada and their families here to Columbus to enjoy the weekends. That's exactly the kind of reaction and economic impact this race is designed to produce. Our finish line celebration remains at the Columbus Commons. It's a great new home for the event. We've been there for 3 years straight. Guy Worley and his team there are fantastic to work with. This year, our course is highlighted by going over the Main Street Bridge. We go behind COSI. We highlight the Scioto Greenway project. We go down the Scioto Mile, up Ridge Street, and then back over to the Columbus Commons to finish. I do want to mention that, of course, none of this celebration can happen without the remarkable preparation of our Columbus safety officials. Thanks to their hard work, our participants will have a safe, remarkable experience, and they'll celebrate our event Columbus style. I also want to thank Director McKnight, Steve Allmiller, and Sherry Lynn Wynn at Rex and Parks, because all of our Columbus Recreation Centers this year, not just the Capital Kids, are involved in our Be a Champion training program, and we'll see many of them out there walking the last .1 with Mayor Coleman and many of you on Saturday morning. And so we're very, very excited for that. And that morning, they get very excited because each and every one of them will get a half marathon medal, just like President Ginther and the rest of the finishers in the event that morning. In our second year, the Be a Genius Scholarship Program is proud to award scholarships again for 2 alumni of the Capital Kids program. This year, of course, we've got to celebrate our own Columbus Blue Jackets. Jody Shelley is our honorary race director this year, and Mr. Leo Welsh will come out and sing the national anthem to get everybody set up. So we're excited for that. I know many of you will join us on Thursday night for our opening festivities. I again want to join all of you to join me on stage on Saturday morning as we cheer on President Ginther to a healthy and happy finish there. I want to thank you for everything you do to allow us to produce this event in this amazing city, and I look forward to seeing everyone there. Thanks again. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here.
I'd like to say thank you to David Babner and M3S on behalf of American Cancer Society. Like David said, you know, it's our third year as the benefiting charity, and it's wonderful everything that we can provide because of M3S. We're celebrating 400 more birthdays every day, and 2 out of 3 people diagnosed with cancer are surviving. So thank you, David and his team.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at callthe@columbus.gov. That's callthe@columbus.gov. Don't forget to follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.